Good morning, Greater Sudbury. Here are a few stories to start your day on this Thursday morning. GSPS officer charged for assaulting a 12-year-old hockey player. A Greater Sudbury police officer who was disciplined 2 years ago for refusing to show proof of vaccination at a hockey arena in Espanola is facing new charges after allegedly assaulting a 12-year-old hockey player on February 11. The Manitoulin, Ontario Provincial Police said an investigation began just before 8:30 p.m. on Sunday at the Espanola Recreation Center after it was reported an adult coach had assaulted a 12-year-old hockey player. It was reported that after an earlier hockey game on that same day, a coach had threatened and assaulted a 12-year-old player from an opposing team, OPP said. No injuries were reported. Charged as Melissa Rincourt, 50, of Espanola. She is charged with assault, uttering threats, caused death or bodily harm and causing a disturbance. Read the full story here. Investigator shares details, timeline in search for Michael Vignini. After searching for more than 2 weeks, the body of missing Greater Sudbury City Councillor Michael Vignini was discovered in the late afternoon on February 13. His truck and remains were located shortly before 2:30 p.m. at a seasonal residence on Reserve Camp Road on Atikamekshang Anishinaabeg First Nation. The owner of the residence had gone to check on the property, and called the OPP, who then contacted GSPS. While a full investigation into the disappearance and death of the Ward 2 city councillor has yet to be released, DET. Staff SGT Barry Ornella shared with Sudbury.com a few preliminary details of that investigation. The death investigation is now led by the coroner's office, which Ornella said will give police a much better indication of what may have led up to his disappearance and ultimately, what caused his death. Read the full story here. Community extends condolences to Vignini's family. Members of the community, Inkle Doing the Greater Sudbury Police Services Board has issued a statement following the death of Ward 2 Coun. Michael Vignini, who served on the board from 2014 to 2022. It is with great sorrow that the Police Services Board learned of Coun. Michael Vignini's unexpected passing yesterday evening, the statement begins, describing Vignini as a dedicated member of the board. On behalf of the board, I extend our sincerest condolences to Michael's partner, his children, and all his family and friends, Board Chair Al Sizer, who's also the Greater Sudbury City Councillor for Ward 8, said in the media release. Michael was a passionate and devoted councillor, board member, father, partner and friend, and we know he is deeply missed by all. The media release credited Vignini's love for the community as being evident in everything he did to ensure Sudbury had a well-governed and effective police service. Read the full story here. City tears down more buildings in downtown Sudbury. Heavy machinery knocked down more buildings in downtown Sudbury this week, and the Golden Grain Bakery building is next on the list. The remaining buildings on the triangular block the Lado Hotel stood on until last month came down on Monday, during which the hazardous materials abatement crew shifted to the next building. Asbestos abatement was seen taking place at the Golden Grain Bakery building, and is expected to continue for a couple of weeks, City Fleet and Facilities Director Sean Turner told Sudbury.com. Faced with a considerable amount of asbestos both inside the building and around its exterior, the demolition crew has cordoned off the sidewalk outside the building while abatement work takes place. Read the full story here. Dutch woman looking for her long-lost relative in Sudbury. Sometime after 1900, Henri van Emden left his home of Herwen en Aert, the Netherlands, and made his way to Canada. Somehow, he came to be in Sudbury, where he and his wife, Wilhelmina, raised their children. Henri died in 1969, outliving his wife by some 18 years. Wilhelmina, née Verbeek, was from Reden, the Netherlands, and passed away in Sudbury in 1951. For Marijke Croft van Emden, Croft, Henry's niece, there is a black hole of information over part of her family that she would like to clear up. I am looking for the grandchildren of Henri because I am hoping they can tell me more about him, Gerritsy said. Van Emden was born April 9, 1877, in Herwen en Aert, the Netherlands, and came to Canada in 1923. He married Wilhelmina in Canada, from what Croft understands. His family did not know where he was living. He was searched for a long time. Now, a few months ago I saw where he is buried, Croft told Sudbury.com. I should like to know how he lived in Canada. What kind of father and grandfather he was. It will be nice to have a pedigree. Not only the names, but also the stories from everyone. Read the full story here. Laurentian expected to approve post-insolvency roadmap this week. Assuming Laurentian University's new 2024-2029 strategic plan is approved by its Board of Governors later this week at the governing body's February 16 meeting, the university will have fulfilled one of its major legal obligations following insolvency. Following 22 months of insolvency restructuring under the Company's Creditors Arrangement Act, CCAA, Laurentian exited creditor protection in late 2022. As part of the plan of arrangement approved by its creditors, Laurentian was obligated to create a new strategic plan with the help of consultants. It was originally supposed to have approved the strategic plan by the end of 2023, a tight timeline, given consultations only started last spring, but Laurentian was allowed to push final approval to this month. Last year, Laurentian also approved a transformation plan for the university, something that was also mandated under its plan of arrangement. Read the full story here.